Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Harbeck. So happy to be back with you for another week of diving into God's Word together, saying, what is God saying to us in His Word, and what are we doing about it? Last week, if you were with us, I just got back from Africa. We had some great guests filling in for me, and I was telling some stories from Rwanda and what happened there and what the Lord did. And I just want to revisit, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes as we were talking about the spiritual battle, putting on the mind of Christ, putting on the armor of Christ. And as I told some of the stories of the experiences in Africa, and I've been telling these stories every single day over and over and over again, I've been telling what the Lord has done. And I think I just want to give a little encouragement as we begin our week here. We're going to be in Galatians chapter 2, and we're going to basically dissect some of the most famous verses in all of scripture in Paul's writings. I think you might recognize them, but say, what does this actually mean for my life? What does it mean for Christ to be alive in me? And you'll know if you've listened to the show at all, or you've been walking on this journey with me, as we read the scriptures are both prescriptive and inspirational. So they inspire us with God's word, and then they prescribe to us how we are to live, all while empowering us to live that particular way of life, not just because we are doing new actions, but because God is actually transforming us into His Son from the inside out. And so as we change, as we encounter God, as we eat His word, as Elijah says, we become living witnesses, living testimonies. And God wants us, friends, to continue to proclaim the word about what He's done in our lives. How is He changing us? How is He moving us? What is He doing? He has began a good work in us, and God's word is showing this to us in a deeper and deeper way. And then how can we be living witnesses? And that's why I was sharing those stories. And I believe that God wants to up our faith. He wants to give us an increase in faith so that we can actually begin to live out God's word in a way that affects other people. So we become living witnesses, we become walking tabernacles. And again and again and again on the show, we talk about this. What does it mean to be alive in Christ? How does God's word actually glorify Jesus, reveal Him to me? And then how do I begin to live in that in a practical way? Even with the challenges I have, even with the circumstances that I'm living in, even with the struggles, how do I begin to live this? How do I begin to live this? And the Lord, friends, is giving us strength to live a new way of life in Christ that actually gives witness to others. It's so, so powerful. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to encourage you, go and listen to those testimonies from Africa. Be stirred up in yourself to share your own testimony, to share about what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in your heart, even if it seems small to you, so that we can encourage others and we can give glory to the Lord. Amen? Amen. So let's pray, and then we're going to get into God's word for today and see, what is God saying to us? What is God saying to us, and what should we do about it? So if you'll join me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. No matter where you are, just ask you to invite the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, to just flood the atmosphere around you. Come, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is already in you as you're a living tabernacle. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are in charge here. You're in charge of our next few minutes. You're in charge of opening our hearts so that we may receive you. We may see Jesus. We may receive the love of the Father. Remove any obstacles in our hearts that would not allow Jesus to be fully glorified. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to be in Galatians chapter 2. This is St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. We've been in Galatians before, and we're going to be in chapter 2. And really the context of chapter 2 is Paul is kind of telling the history of his ministry. He's telling the story of his ministry. What happened after he changed from Saul to Paul? What does that actually look like for him? And he's talking about after he served for 14 years, he goes to Jerusalem with Barnabas. He's talking about some of his different missionary things. He encounters Titus, and then he begins to talk about this interplay between Jew and Gentile and the law. And that's really the context a lot of times where Paul is coming from, to be like, what does it mean to have the law? And what does it mean to now have the law and to now have Jesus Christ who fulfills the law? So I'm going to start with verse 18, and I'm going to go all the way to verse 21. So Galatians 2, 18. If I build up again those things which I tore down, then I prove myself to be a transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification were through the law, then Christ died with no purpose. So you can see how he's coming from that background, really, of talking about the law, you know, talking about this interplay with the law. And he's saying, he's building, he's saying, if I go back to these things that I used to build up, that I used to rely on, he's saying, I used to rely on the law for my righteousness. And in this letter, he's addressing legalism, and he's not saying the law is bad, but he's talking about being saved by the works of the law. So we talked about this before, this context, before Jesus came. The path to salvation was to try to perfect the law, to try to keep all 613 laws, to try to live them perfectly. This was the path to salvation, to try to perfect the law. And so he's saying now that Christ is here, he doesn't abolish the law. Christ perfects the law. He fulfills the law. And he's saying anymore, I'm not trying to go back and live my own righteousness according to the law. The law does not determine my righteousness. The law does not determine my relationship to God, but my justification through Jesus fulfills the just requirements of the law in me. So I want you to understand this, because he's not throwing out the law. He's not saying the law is bad. He's not saying we don't need the law anymore, but he's saying if I go build up again those things which I tore down. So he tore down in himself pride. He tore down in himself uncircumcision of the flesh. He tore down in himself relying on the law for his righteousness. So he's saying, if I go back to relying on my own works, I prove myself to be a transgressor. Friends, reliance on our own works for justification, for righteousness, for goodness proves to us how sinful we are. When we go back and we rely on things, I don't know if you've ever done this in your life. Sometimes, like when I get into a rhythm of life where I'm like, oh, I'm feeling so good. Like I'm doing great. Like I'm walking with the Lord. My life is going well. I almost make myself more independent from him. Because I'm like, well, I can do it on my own. I got this. And when I have that independence, I tend to go back to the things I think made me strong. So then I begin to rely on my own strength. And if I go back to those things which I tore down, which I let die when I came into relationship with Christ, then I'm proven to be a transgressor. And so my sinfulness begins to pop up. I see how much I'm a transgressor. I see how much I've sinned against God when I begin to rely on myself and rely on legalism. And rely, and I'm saying not legalism in the sense of following the law. It's not legalism to follow the Ten Commandments. It's not legalism to say, I don't want to violate God's law, right? We should delight in God's law, but it's relying on how well I can do in the spiritual life as my source of confidence, as my source of security, and as my source of salvation. Every good work that we do, Paul's saying, even as I'm keeping the law, anytime that I'm able to fulfill the law, it's Christ in me. It's Christ strengthening me. And they talk about this over and over and over again because they're in the early days of the church. And so they're discussing it together to say, what does it mean to actually be justified by faith? It doesn't mean that our works don't matter. It means that God comes and he begins to change us and that our works are proof of righteousness, but our works are not the thing that justify us. So you're saying, if I go back, friends, what do you go back to when you rely on your own strength? Is it not relying on the Lord in prayer? Is it thinking like, oh yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Like I'm not that bad of a person. I'm a pretty good person, but I do this. Is it just friendships and relationships and not the Lord? Oftentimes I find in my own life when I begin to go back to the things that I'm trying to make myself righteous in my own strength, not that long after I'm living in that independence, not that long after that, I sin. I fall. I have a need for repentance because this independence of God's righteousness and justification and relying on that and living in the grace of that produces in me pride that I can do it. I can keep the law. I can get it together. I can do it. I can do it. And the Lord's saying, no, have confidence in me. Let me do it in you. Cooperate with my grace. If I build up again those things which I tore down, then I prove myself to be a transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. So he's saying, I, through the law, this is kind of confusing. Jesus perfects the law, and then us were made righteous through Jesus and his sacrifice. And now through the law, we're dying to the curse of the law, the demand that the law puts on us that we cannot fulfill ourselves. We die to it. We have to die to the need to do things on our own strength. God says, I was always meant to do it for you. I was always meant to do it for you. So the reality is Jesus has come to fulfill the law, to fulfill the righteous, just demands of the law on each and every person. And now in Jesus, it's not saying the law is no longer, but we can fulfill the law, but not on our own strength. What are you trying to do on your own strength? What do you go back to when you're independent? What are those road blocks? Is it when you're feeling bad and you feel like you're not doing well, do you go to independence? Is it when you're feeling good and you feel strong, do you go to independence? God is calling us into utter dependence and he's saying, don't go back to those things that you tore down. Because all it will show you is how sinful and broken you are, and we will need to repent. But God wants us to cling onto him. And he's saying, through me, you are justified. Cling to me. I am the perfection of the law. I am the one who has come to fulfill the law. This is really important background, friends, for what we're going to get to over the next couple of days. So I invite you just to meditate on that, to say, what ways am I working and acting and striving for independence? What way am I going back to the things in my former life that I tore down and looking to them to make me good, to make me righteous, to prove my goodness? My goodness is found in God alone. Join me again tomorrow as we continue with Galatians 2. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.